Suppose you were sitting around thinking about growth industries and subsequently where to put your investment money. Recordings of classical music probably aren't near the top of your investment list. Technology stocks? Yes. Alternative energy firms? Sure. But classical music recordings? That would seem to be an investment about as ill-conceived as, say, staking your life savings into buggy whip production or hard copy encyclopedia sales. One company has been able to make a go of classical music sales, however. Over the past 25 years, Naxos has grown from a hobby business to the global leader in distribution of classical recordings. Label founder and head Klaus Heyman talked to KBIA recently via phone from Washington, D.C. We discussed the culture from which his label sprang, how listeners accessed classical recordings in 2012, and where he sees the future of recorded classical music repertoire headed. A full disclosure, Naxos provides a significant percentage of the promotional CDs heard here on KBIA. Here's Naxos' Klaus Heyman.
The biggest change over the, I think, last 10, 15 years is the shift away from the major record companies to the independent labels. The majors, of course, still exist, and some still produce very good recordings, but they produce far fewer, and they focus basically on big-name artists and fairly standard repertoire. There's not a lot of adventurous programming there, whereas the independents, actually from when they first started, always focused on the repertoire. And yes, of course, they needed artists to perform the repertoire, but many of them really did tremendous big repertoire projects. Look at BIST, for example, with its complete Sibelius. Of course, we are a major contributor to big cycles. So I think that is the major shift from the major record companies to the focus now being on the independent classical labels. The common listener will probably be used to the more traditional repertoire, the Mozart, Beethoven, Schubert, Brahms diet. A lot of what we record today, of course, is quite unusual repertoire.
Klaus Heyman's Naxos label was started a quarter century ago. Named for one of the Greek islands where the mythological Zeus was raised in a cave, the Naxos label records, produces, and distributes an average of 30 new CD issues each and every month. These include music for orchestra, small groups, and wind ensembles. Increasingly, Naxos is distributing other labels' offerings. Again, here's Naxos founder and head Klaus Heyman responding to a query about whether Naxos, now a major player in classical recording and distribution, owns classical music.
No, we don't own it, but we distribute. We're basically the main factor in it in terms of distribution and marketing, physical and digital. I don't think we have a competitor. There's not a single company out there that's all the things we do.
Digital platforms are where the growth is for recorded classical music sales, says Naxos' Klaus Heyman. With 75,000 pieces of music available for streaming, the Naxos digital library is used by working musicians seeking to record classical repertoire. In terms of sales of classical CD recordings, they're holding steady, according to Heyman. The Nielsen Company, a major tracker of music sales, confirms that, and actually reports that sales of physical classical CDs increased last year by almost 7% from the year before. Nielsen also reported an almost 20% spike in digital sales of classical recordings between 2010 and 2011. Still, classical music only makes up about half of 1% of all digital track sales in 2011. Again, here's Naxos' Klaus Heyman.
Downloads are still an important part of our business, but downloads are not growing nearly as rapidly as our streaming service, the Naxos Music Library and the Naxos Video Library. And there's also now there are other online streaming services by subscription or free of charge like Spotify. There's a fan service called Deezer. And there are other players now in the market. Now, unfortunately, services like Deezer and Spotify pay very little. And whereas our Naxos Music Library has become a major source of revenue for us and for all the labels that are on the platform, I think the Naxos Music Library is now the second biggest source of revenue. Digital revenue for all classical labels behind iTunes. And that has been a very surprising development for me. But basically, I think the market will eventually shift to a model where streaming subscription streaming services will be the main way people consume music. Plus, there will still be people who will download material because they want to own it. And I think digital broadcasting will become more important.
Classical music consumers also attend concerts, including offerings by local artists and traveling shows, such as those featured on the University Concert Series. Naxos' Klaus Heyman opined about how to make live classical music more engaging and accessible.
The whole etiquette has to change. That is something, it's like your religious duty to sit there and listen to Bruckner and Mahler and so on. You know, you want to have fun too. Now, obviously, you don't listen to the Mahler Nines to have fun. It's a serious piece. But you should have fun afterwards. You should be able to meet other concert goers. You should be able to meet the conductor. But I think the orchestras all have to look at how they're structured. Some of the orchestras have huge administrative bodies. Sometimes some orchestras have more people in admin than on the stage during concerts. Obviously, what is on offer does not match the demand. So there are either too many concerts and shrinking audiences, or what is on offer is not appropriate to the audience, or how it is offered is not appropriate. I think the orchestras have to change the way they present concerts. They have to make them more fun, not just people go to a concert hall, sit still, clap at the end of the piece, and then go home. You know, why can't people clap after movements?
Naxos founder and head Klaus Heyman has strong feelings about how classical music is delivered and consumed in the digital era. His label continues to dominate recorded and distributed classical music. And who knows, Heyman may have even found a workable strategy to make a living off of centuries-old music that represents just half of 1% of all music sold in the United States. It's a music that remains popular with its existing audience while finding newer fans through the use of new technology. For 91.3 FM KBIA, this is Trevor Harris. Thanks for listening.